Hello, and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the realtor world. I'm your 2024 president, Matt Silver, and today's topic is our Illinois Realtors upcoming spring conference and expo, May 14th and 15th at the Gateway Center in Collinsville. I've asked past Illinois Realtors president, Sue Miller.
Hey, it's always my pleasure to talk to my Illinois Realtors. I am and will forever be the greatest fan and greatest advocate.
President of the Southwestern Board of Realtors, Sam Rowe.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Capital Area Realtors Association Executive, Kathy Nicholson.
Thanks for the invite.
To share their thoughts and experiences attending this event with all of us. Kathy, if it's all right, I'd like to start with you. What drew you to attend Spring Conference and Expo, and what brings you back?
I did not expect the expo to be so large. That was surprising.
Well, to be honest with you, what initially drew me there, I guess 10 plus years ago when I attended initially, was the CE offering. I think we've really stepped up our CE game this year. We are going to have a ton of credit hours for people to get. I found that a couple agents are struggling with wanting to attend just because they are just had to finish their CE and renew on April 30th. But I've told all of them, thank me. You will be thanking me in 2026 if you sign up now and have over half those hours knocked out.
Well, being from the opposite end of the state as Spring Conference, first and foremost, the geography obviously intrigued me. Not having spent a lot of time in Southern Illinois and meeting all my Southern Illinois friends, Spring Conference is a rare opportunity to expand your network, expand your cranium, and expand the fun of being a realtor in the state of Illinois. So first and foremost, it was geography. Second, it was the networking opportunity. And of course, last, it was to continue to grow and be a better professional.
That's fantastic. Sam, let's turn to you. The opportunity to earn CE credits is a big draw for many. What are your thoughts about taking these courses at Spring Conference and Expo?
I 150% think it's the absolute best way to go about it. Any of us can sign up for online courses and take them. And the reality of it is, especially with the NAR lawsuit and a lot of changes coming up within our industry, you are going to get so much more out of taking these classes and taking this conference than you're ever going to get from an online program.
Well, as an educator, there is no better way to learn than live. Not only are you getting the content that is to be delivered, but you're getting the experience of the Q&A and what other people are wondering about or asking about. Not always online will someone step out of their comfort zone and ask the question that everybody's dying to know. But in a live environment, it is all about the Q&A and making sure you're getting the maximum benefit of having your butt in the seat. Illinois Realtors does an amazing job at bringing the top-notch educator and instructors to the table. So when they deliver core CE and they deliver the electives at Spring Conference, it's the best of the best. So you're getting not only a bargain for the price, you're getting the opportunity of a lifetime, and you're going to have fun. So being live is essential to express and extend your education experience to stretch your cranium. In today's marketplace, if we aren't learning, you're gone. So you must learn a new skill every day, particularly in this changing, challenging environment. And Spring Conference is a rare opportunity to get the best of the best.
You know, Capital Area Realtors is an IRCE branch school. And so we know that some of the instructors there are the best of the best at the Spring Conference. So we know that much. We also know that you can take CE courses online, obviously, but you're just not going to get the same experience. You're not going to get all the benefits of the networking part of it. And there's a big difference. We always encourage our members. I get it. It's convenient, but if you can take it in person, you're going to get way more out of that class. And taking the CE classes there at Spring Conference, you kind of get the best of both because it's convenient because you're there already. So that's convenient. And then you're going to get the experience of the in-person classes that, you know, is really important.
Sue, let me turn to you now. Is there a particular session or sessions on the agenda this year that you're interested in or looking forward to in specifics?
Well, you know, Lynn's going to deliver a core course like no other. So if you have not experienced a Lynn Madison core course, you have missed the boat. And then, of course, Vicki is going to come up and do a legal update, which, you know, again, we're always talking about what's going on in the legal world. And in Illinois, we have a lot of issues and initiatives on the table that I'm sure Vicki is going to cover, along with all the stuff that's going on the hotline. So talk about the buzz, what's going on throughout the state. Vicki's going to give you an hour of, oh my God. And then, of course, Carrie Little. We love our Carrie Little. Talk about a nerd on steroids. She's just going to knock it out of the box for us. And, you know, again, Carrie delivers her message in a kind way that even for people who aren't nerds, they get it. She's telling you how to be a better professional and make your business move smoother. So there's her lineup. You've got Lynn, you've got Vicki, you've got Carrie. We know them. We love them.
You know, I always look forward to the keynote speakers, of course, because I feel like they kind of recharge my batteries. But I'm a little bit intrigued by that was then, this is now, here we go session. That sounds very interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, of course, the fireside chats, I think that even, you know, at IR, NAR level, it just gives you a little bit more insight to some, you know, hot topics. And I think that's a good source for some of that information.
Well, number one, I'm really, really excited about the core CE. I think we're all going to learn a lot together there. And again, I just think you get so much more value out of it when you're learning in person and it's interactive and people are standing up in a room and asking questions. I also think, though, that the session on AI is going to be amazing. As most of you guys probably know, our industry is constantly changing, not only between the lawsuit, but with constant technology switching it up. And I think AI is going to be a very, very important thing that we not only need to take into consideration now, but as we proceed forward as an industry. So it's going to be a really wonderful opportunity to learn about things.
Let's go ahead and whoever wants to go first here. The conference also includes time for realtors to explore the expo hall. Have you discovered any new products or services in the expo? If so, let's go ahead and highlight some of those.
You know, being from the opposite end of the state, we are often exposed to big vendors, big box vendors. What I have found in Southern Illinois is you might find that small little specialty that you haven't found on your own. And they may be that mom and pop shop delivering a thing, or they may be that extra special delivery process that you were just looking for. I think there's typically 75 to 80 vendors. So it's not overwhelming. You can do it in little pieces and parts. You're encouraged to meet and greet with them. They're friendly. Their Southern Illinois hospitality comes through. They're not sharks. They're nice. It's not like going to McCormick Place and facing, you know, 5,000 vendors in an afternoon. You can literally take their information, you know, interact with them and find a thing that you need. I've looked at some new technology down there that's, you know, on a smaller scale, not the big vendor guys. I've bought some really amazing jewelry down there because, you know, you got a couple vendors that are awesome, and found some promotional products that I haven't seen before. So there's a little bit for everybody, but I guess for someone who's not been to Spring Conference, it's the environment, it's the culture, it's that Southern thing. They're friendlier, they're nicer, they want to interact with you. So get out of your box, go to Collinsville. It's awesome.
You know, I've met a lot of different vendors there and discovered some different products, but truthfully, I really like to look at it as an opportunity to help my own personal business. I've met some really great lenders and title companies on the expo floor. There's several of them that, quite honestly, I met 10 years ago at my first spring conference, and I still have a great working relationship with them today. So I think it's a great opportunity to not only create working relationships with business affiliate partners, I also think there's going to be some fun things on the floor too. You might have a chance to win some prizes or cash, which no one complains about.
That's fantastic. Lastly, what would each of you say to someone who is on the fence about registering?
Well, Matt, you should never underestimate the value of networking. You know, it could be an excellent source of new perspectives and ideas, and help you grow your business. It's vital to our business. You know, you can exchange information and talk about other challenges and experiences that you're going through, that others can help you through, or that you can help each other through. So build those relationships, network, and help grow your business.
I would say knock out a lot of your CE and a great opportunity to network with local Illinois realtors now. Again, a lot of people don't even realize if they take CE right after that renewal period that they go to start renewing in 2026 of January, and they go, wow, this is awesome. I have half this already knocked out. And I think what's really great about this too, quite honestly, is that we're in a position now to where we might have enough CE next spring conference in 2025 to go ahead and have that all squared away and taken care of for you for your renewal period in 26.
Stop, get off the fence, write the check. This is an experience that you need to be. I live 5.5 hours away. I have made that drive. I have made it intentionally for the quality of the education, the exceptional experience, the ability to network. And ladies and gentlemen, it really is not a big expense. So if you're on the fence and it's about money, get over yourself. Write the check, get down to Collinsville. The experience is amazing, and I highly recommend it. And literally, I'm as far away as you can be, and I've made that trip. Most importantly, the people that attend there want to network. So you're never going to sell a house if you're from the north, down in the St. Louis area. This is where we're meeting our people from the St. Louis area. This is where we're meeting people from either farther south, the Egyptian area. This is a conference that's meant to bring us all together. Write the check, get off the fence, register today. It's the right thing to do. And you'll get your CE done now.
Well, that would certainly spur me to get down there. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I really want to thank all of our participants and you, the listener, for joining us for this episode of the Illinois Realtor Weekly Podcast.
Thanks, Matt. I look forward to seeing you at Spring Conference this year.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. It was great talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you at the conference. Thanks for coming down to our neck of the woods.
You are so welcome. Again, if you're on the fence, guys, I highly recommend it. And I know that there's already out on Facebook people looking to carpool from the north. So don't think you have to go alone, and the road trip would be half the fun. So thank you, Matt, everyone else that puts amazing spring conference together. It is an experience.
As always, please give us a rating and review on your podcast app of choice. And if you want more content, you can simply search Illinois Realtors on your favorite social media apps. I look forward to seeing anyone and all of you May 14th and 15th at the Illinois Realtors Spring Conference and Expo. Until then, I'm Matt Silver.